Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's hump day. Let's get everybody in the mood real quick. I don't own the rights, though. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. Let's. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Got that two-step going on right now. Uh-oh.
Hey, that was a remix out by G-Eazy, new song. It came out last week, G-Eazy, Chris Brown. But I just, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling amazing. Like, I know we wasn't here Monday. We wasn't here. We took an off day. We took a snow day. And we here now. But I feel good. People don't follow me on Facebook. I was out at the stores. I was just browsing. So I'm on Amazon browsing. I'm always looking for stuff for the apartment bathroom. I was like, oh, I need new shower brushes. So I got these amazing, not hard, but semi-soft hard, soft brushes. Man, best shower of my life. I feel like a newborn kid. Man,
that's
I'm telling you. Man, when you get the right shower brush, none of the plastic stuff from Walmart or Meijer, when you get some real wool, some horsehair brushes, and you take a shower, man, super lathered up, and you scrubbing, man, you know, you feel different. Open all your pores, and also use that charcoal face wash that your girl put me on to. Thank her again. I had an amazing shower, you know. So some people don't understand that feeling. You know, sometimes a shower can change your day in the most positive light. Not the shower you got to take before you get ready for work. That never works. It's those showers when you don't got to be at work and you just take a shower, you get back like, bam, here I am. But what's going on, B?
Exactly.
I know we ain't been here in a couple days.
Yeah, man. Everything's going good, man. Just, you know, trying to continue to live like this cold-ass, dreary winter we got up in Michigan.
Yeah, we've been getting hit with them, the minus, not minus, I won't say minus, but
close to it now.
hey, we've been teeter-totting. What was that? Sunday was zero. Well, it was 10, but felt like zero.
Yeah.
But, you know, we here for sports and a little talky talk, but I will give you a forecast for the weather. For tomorrow, tomorrow's going to be 21.
Don't make me cry, man. Don't make me cry. I don't want to cry on the line, man.
Friday going to be a high of 23, low of 14. All right, let me quit playing. We're going to have cold days all the way up until next Tuesday. Nothing over 23 degrees. I'm sorry, what you want me to do?
I feel bad for my baby, man. Her birthday gonna be cold as hell.
Ah, shoot, man. Imagine, well, Brooklyn's birthday is in April. I think last year it was cold or snow or something. Her birthday, April 6th, and it was nothing nice.
Tragic.
Right. Sorry, you know, when I'm in a flow and talking, and I just stop because I'm texting.
Somebody to hit you up and asking you questions.
Man, you know how, and you know what? As we blow up, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Hey, as a matter of fact, people that's listening, if you want to call in, please do. 515-602-9716. You can call at any time, chime in, become part of the show. That's how we get down here. But yeah, as the show blows up and get bigger, people going to be texting, saying certain stuff. You know, hey, ask this, what about this, this, and the third? But like always, after the Super Bowl, you kind of have your Monday where it's like a hangover Monday because everybody been drinking and partying. Not so much this year because it wasn't a whole bunch of parties, but it was slow motion. Then you get back to the NBA and nothing spectacular come out. You hear about the trades, but if you're a football guy, you start thinking about the draft. I think I'm going to say this. That trade with Matt Stafford and Goff, and the fact that Deshaun Watson want to trade has got these quarterbacks acting kind of funny. And what I mean by that is hearing Russell Wilson say his act like he's disgruntled now. Bro, he's been out of the playoff for a couple weeks now. You gonna wait nah to say your how you feel? Help me with that. Help me with that. I'm gonna sit back for a second. Tell me your point of view, and maybe I'm taking his words out of context. So if you see it in a different way, that's why I love having you as a partner, because we don't see everything alike. So tell me what you take from what him saying about him being involved and all that. How you take that?
Well, I actually agree with you, because when I first heard it, I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? And correct me if I'm wrong, but ever since they won, they had that last Super Bowl title with the when they lost to the Patriots, he's had two contracts done since that Super Bowl. So this was coming down the pipe either way. Like you've had two mega deals since that Super Bowl. You signed a 4-year deal, and then you just signed a 5-year deal. So my whole thing is like, dude, you are part of the reason why you don't have enough protection.
But yeah, right, because of his contract. But my thing is, like, I mean, I think he's seeing other quarterbacks, and he wants, like, you know what? I'm a franchise quarterback, and hold on. I tell you, people, I'm on my contract.
He's a franchise quarterback, but it's part of his problem. Like, you know, like, you have to – personally, I think he has enough clout to go and say what he wants in an organization. If you have enough clout to do that, then go ahead and say, hey, I need some receivers, but do it in a manner that's more, you know, you're
business,
not creating drama.
Yeah, business, respectable. And you know what? It ain't like this leaked through his team. This is what he said. He didn't leak this crap. He spoke this straight up. So,
here's another thing I don't understand. You can probably back me up on this, because I think you'll probably remember. The whole reason the Legion of Boom broke up was because of what? Him. A lot of them started not feeling him, and the organization backed him. So my thing is, what changed over that amount of time that where now you claim you don't have the clout or stuff, something like that, to get what you want? They've been doing it from the beginning.
Right. I mean, I just feel like he's just trying to do something to get some attention. And he's trying to do something to shake the feathers in Seattle. Now, I got friends and everybody posting about it. And somebody was saying, like, oh, an article from SI said something about maybe Trey jumped the gun on LA. They could have had a chance to get him. But he don't want to come here. This is just something to say. Now, if it's a market for him, and keep in mind, check this out. The market, I'm thinking Dak is done in Dallas. I don't care what nobody say. My spider sense is telling me he's done in Dallas. All right, so for Russell, that's the market for him. All right, and I think somebody said Miami and somewhere else. To be honest, after that L.A. deal happened, I think Russell wanted to go to the Rams, and I'm going to tell you why. His wife is Sierra. She's a singer, and she wanted to be in a big market. Detroit ain't it. All right, L.A. is it. Is he going to be L.A. or New York? All right. So, and people, if you don't believe me, just think about Grant Hill when he became a free agent and he left Detroit. Because it's his wife. They wanted to go somewhere with a big market. So he ran down south to the sunny Florida, and he jacked himself, and karma took over. The rest is history.
Let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you real quick. I want to interrupt you. Let me throw this at you real quick, though. How about what if Russell goes to Atlanta?
Yeah, that would work. But guess what? From what
Sierra's
I'm hearing,
from Atlanta.
But from what I'm hearing, Atlanta's not giving up on Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but if they thought Russell Wilson, then Atlanta would give up on Matt Ryan real quick.
Nah, I can't say that, because Russell didn't show nothing this year. He started off hot, and then it was done. He started off super hot, and he was done. Matt, at least this year, Matt was consistent all year. It wasn't his fault they didn't win some of them games. That was defense, which goes to defensive coordinator, which goes to coach. Matt did his part. And he didn't have Julio in a lot of those games and still did his part. So, I mean, I just wanted to throw that out because, you know, it's funny that now that we're talking quarterbacks, and we know quarterbacks and receivers deep positions, but now every quarterback got something to say. everybody, like, I don't know, shaking the foot, want to get out of there. I just find it funny that he wants to throw his name out there. And I knew he was going to be a problem when I seen his face in the Super Bowl. But they kept putting the cameras on him when he got Man of the Year, NFL Man of the Year, or whatever it is. I don't know what it was because I don't care. Sorry. I don't care.
It was Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, again, I wasn't paying attention because I'm like, why is dude there? And why are we putting, you know, the camera on him for so long? Why he looking bored as hell like he didn't want to be there? While Sierra is talking to the commish. Didn't nobody want to see that. Didn't nobody want to see. It's bad enough the numbers was down, but then you're going to put the cameras on somebody that looked miserable.
Yep.
Eyes all low like he just hit the blunt with Snoop Dogg. But wife was chatty, patty, catty. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Russ, wherever you go, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You should have spoke up earlier. Before all this, took your coach, your GM to the side. They know what they need to do. You know, you ain't had no problem. Y'all been in the playoff hunt every year. And you ain't had no problem. Yes, you need some offensive line help, but you can't blame nobody but your damn salary. Are you going to reconstruct your contract? I doubt it. I doubt it. So put a lid on it, sir. Please. Put a lid on it. That's all I got on Russ.
And I believe he still has two more years of guaranteed money left.
Yeah, I think because his deal is something like Goff deal was. Except I think he got more guaranteed money because I think if I'm mistaken, I think Goff signed his deal first and then everybody else started signing their deals. I think, don't quote me.
Well, I know Russell signed his a month after Aaron Rodgers signed his, but the thing with the difference between those two deals is. Aaron doesn't have any more guaranteed money left. I know Russell still has, like, I think he still has two more years left of guaranteed money.
Well, I don't know. I think this is the end of a relationship. I think they're going to hold Russell. I think Seattle's going to hold Russell hostage. He might just hang it up. They're not letting him go unless somebody gives him some crazy draft picks for him, which I don't think no team out there want Russell that damn bad unless you talk about Dallas. I mean,
yeah,
New York.
I agree. Right? I don't think so either.
Right. New York got a quarterback. You came out the gate a little too late on that. Now, you know what I'm saying? The quarterbacks are the two biggest quarterbacks that have developed already switched. Now, unless Aaron Rodgers really went out there, but he don't want to go to Seahawks. I wouldn't go to Seahawks over Green Bay.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean, that's kind of a lateral move, but I'm thinking. Green Bay is like two pieces from getting back. And I know they got some free agents and stuff like that, but I think if they use their draft picks correctly, upshore their secondary, get some hungry linebackers, and get him another receiver, I think they'd be all right. I'm not putting my money on the ball, though. What was that?
I would say, yeah, I agree with you on that. They just get a few pieces back and use the draft this year wisely. Get some stuff that's actually going to work, some players that you're actually going to play. And, they can be back in the same position, if not further, without, you know, too much to deal with.
And while we're on the topic of football, NFL, just put out some quick news out there. The Ravens left tackle is seeking a trade. That's Orlando Brown. And that is kind of crazy that he's trying to get out of there. But I get it. If he don't want to move to right and they think they got his replacement at left, I would want to move too. Don't blame him. But, I mean, with a couple years left in him, ain't nobody going to give up no crazy picks for him.
Nah.
He might.
Only
thing
that makes it viable is that he's a left tackle.
They probably get a second round pick for him. I mean, from him being a third round pick just 3 years ago, and then he's a Pro Bowl, made Pro Bowl in 19. I see a second round. I mean, they could get a first round for him. They could. But again, he ain't as bad.
I see a second round pick just like you do. I don't see a first round pick in that.
Right. But I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl, but like I said, he's not his dad. But he ready to get up out of Baltimore, and he probably, you know, they picked him up because his dad played and all that good stuff. Good feel good story. But normally left tackles, but you know what? Who knows? If KC Smart, nope, they can't afford him. I'm about to say it's KC, but they got two tackles. I'm sure they'll be back next season. But Seattle can use the two tackles. Green Bay can use the tackle like Brown. I think Detroit good at tackle. I think we still need a guard. I think we need some solid, some big guards. Our run game will be dope. The Lions' run game will be amazing if we just get some merciless guards. That's it.
Well, y'all have a good left guard. Y'all just need a right guard.
Yeah. We need a right guard. Our tackle solid. Center new. So we'll see. I love our tight end. I love our tight ends. I got no. It is crazy that we finally got some two solid tight ends, and they not a part of the offseason news. Like, ain't nobody talking about get rid of them. It's amazing to have two tackles going into the offseason, and you don't hear nothing about them. I like teams like that. When you know what I'm saying? When you ain't talking about your team in the offseason in a bad light. I'm good on that.
Thing with that, though, is with your number one tight end, by the time you guys are ready to win, you're going to have to sign him back to a mega deal.
Well, by the time we're ready to win, we slap that franchise on him and we money because it'll just be him. We got to worry about
him. That's why that only covers 1 year, though, bro.
Yeah, but you can work out a contract. But if he all that, then that's all we need because he in 2 years into a 4 or 5 year deal. We good. So in 2 years, we're going to have crazy cash space anyway because golf comes off the books. If we don't decide we don't want to keep him. And then who there else? And we don't know if we're going to have Galladay. You know what I'm saying? So that's not even. So, hey, look clear to me.
You're going to have Ragnow up for a new deal.
Man, but offensive lines don't. Offensive lines don't really. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like back in the days where they can hurt you.
Centers and tackles get paid high money. You already paid Taylor Decker, so that's good. But you're going to have to pay Frank Ragnow.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to have to pay your center.
But that's why you draft linemen in the fourth, fifth round, sixth, seventh. So if you see potential, you can work with them. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't in need, you can put them on the practice squad and all that. And always you find a gem in the third or fourth round, one of those tackles coming up. Just like Orlando Brown here. He was a third round pick. He worked himself all the way up to the Pro Bowl. That's what you do. And, you know, as they come up, the next person goes out the door. Because, you know how it goes, offensive linemen. You know, either they studs or they just dare to just keep the seat warm. Because the next big body going to come. And the next big body might be quicker, might have a better technique, might catch on faster, or whatever the case may be. I never play offensive line on no levels. No levels. But I hated their job. I hated it. I mean, just look at them practice and shit like, I would never want to grow up and be a blocker. Like, I'm going to play football all my life just to play on the line of black people.
Here's my deal. Quick story real quick. My coach wanted us to, you know, being a running back, my coach wanted us to respect what the linemen did. So, 1 week, he just was like, you know what? This is our bye week. He said, you know what? Y'all gonna work with the linemen. After doing that for a whole week, I said I respect y'all even more than what I already did.
No, I respect what they do. I just couldn't do it. It takes a certain human being to do what offensive linemen do. And I'm talking about offensive linemen, nothing else. Because D-line, I love that. I'm a small guy. I used to love getting on the D-line. As soon as somebody's tired, I'm like, coach, put me on the line. Let me play edge. All the time, even a semi-pro, put me on the edge. Or you blitzing, put me on the edge. You know, because I knew I had speed and I had strength for my size. So it was like, D-line, loved it. Man, linebacker, I play middle. I want to blitz every play. You know, but offensive line is a certain beast, and especially playing center. You're looking up. You know you got two guys coming on top of you, coming at you with everything, trying to bowl you over. And it's always work. Kickoff return, punt, field goal. It's just not a good job. It's not a good job. It's no limelight in it. It's no shine. If it weren't for the Pro Bowl, we wouldn't even never know who these guys was. But you're right. I respect what they do. Yeah, I respect what they do, but couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. If I had a son, I'd be like, well, like my nephew. He in middle school. He played running back. He played safety. I'm like, those are the two spots you want. But this offseason, I'm going to help him work on, you know, QB. He's like, oh, I dabbled in it. Yeah, I love QB, but, you know, 1 year I threw my arm, and I was like, nope, this ain't for me neither. You know what I'm saying? I just like the grimy positions. Running back, hit a hole, pop, boom, you know, block from time to time, help your quarterback out, safety, scan the whole field, run up. You know, those are my two positions that I like to play. And receiver,
and running back, and outside linebacker.
Yeah, you know what? I like the rover, the outside. Please run to my side. Please run to my. You know, what I'm saying? You know, and you can get over there. But I just like the safety. You know, you just watch everything develop. The linebackers take a blocker. The sort of you come up and make that hit. You know, you see the field. You learn more. I think that's why I got the coaching. Because I pay positions where you got to know safety, you got to know the defensive reads, you got to know the offensive reads, you got to study their plays. So when they move to certain formations, you're like, okay, they're about to do this. Hey, they're about to do this. In high school, our middle linebacker called all the defensive plays. But safety, right there. Running back, you got to know all the plays because you got to know where you got to go. You got to know what you know, the guard pulling, tackle swinging now, quarterback toss, keep. Receivers, they just on an island. Only thing receivers know is their play, what route they're running, or if they're blocking. That's it. That's it.
And half the time, the receivers don't even want to block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, receivers ain't like what they used to be. Man, when I used to go out there receiver, I was always looking to hit somebody. Like, man, I'm about to chip somebody here, or I'm going to ram this DB off the line. You know, or I'm going to fake like I'm going deep and come back and, you know, blow somebody, you know, something like that. But, yeah, and that goes to coaching. And I know the game, you know, evolves and changes so much, but I just think if coaches just still had old school mentality, you can still change your game up and still keep some of that old stuff and make your game just that much better. Like basketball.
I agree 100%.
Like basketball. Learn the stuff in basketball every year. Every summer I worked with something different. But I got on the court because I played great defense. It wasn't about offense. I was a point guard. I knew how to handle the ball. But my defense, wasn't nobody scoring double digits on me ever. I took pride in that. So, and I tell my girls, you want to stay on the court, play hell of a defense and get crazy rebounds. My girls that play, they always stay on the court. They always started because they knew about playing defense. And that's how you stay. Keep your team in the ball game. Don't let their best player score. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, it's just the younger generation come up and stop thinking about the glory and how much attention I get. Things will be better. I mean, you look at all the players coming up. You can't tell me any new players coming up that they be like all around player. All around. Now let's take Ball, for example. He got crazy offense. He got shoot three-pointers. He rebounded because of his length, and he run a point guard. But you don't hear nothing about his defense. And that's why I like his brother, because his brother played hell of a defense. But he can score also.
His brother's the opposite of him, though. His brother plays defense, he's a liability on offense.
Let me finish my point. He's not the first, second, or third option on this team. He's like fourth or fifth. He's there to run a point, run the plays, dish it, and play defense. Now, in the last six games, because I'm following him, he's been in double figures because he's more like a third, fourth option now. So he's taking his shots where he's taking his shots. So he's been doing good the last six games. He's been double 17 points, 15 here, 16, and still getting his rebounds, still getting his assists. But you got to think, I don't think they had a spot for him. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like with Melo. When Melo wasn't starting, he was crying, and he wasn't lighting it up. These are two guys that got to start. They used to start, and they got to start. And if you got the talent that they have, you have to get into a rhythm. You cannot come off the bench, and you expect these guys to do what they do. I know you like Melo better. And, I mean, I think Melo going to be dope. But, Zoe, I'm not ready to give up on that dude. I'm not at all. He just needs to go somewhere
I just think there's more – I'm seeing more out of LaMelo at a younger age than I did with Lonzo.
And why is that? Because they leaning on Melo. They putting the ball in his hand, telling him to score. He got the green light. If you watch him play soon, he open, he's shooting threes. He's taking like 5 to 6 threes per game. Zoe wasn't doing that. He don't do that. So if you taking 5 to 7 three-pointers a game and you hitting for 40%, man, come on. That's 12 points right off the rip.
And then also, I think he has a better coach because I've never been a fan of Luke Walton as a coach, and that's who Lonzo had when he first came in the league. So,
of course. And believe me, nobody wanted Luke Walton as a coach, but they had no way to get him out of there. You know, to be all honest, we know who got him that job. And he should have never had that job, but he had a couple people vouching for him. And now he's off. Where he coaching at now?
Sacramento.
Yeah. Look, they not even playing their potential anymore. I think they had a different coach, they would be better than they are right now.
That's half the battle right there, the right coach.
I think after this job, he won't get another head coaching job. He'll be back being assistant for the next 5, 6 years, whatever. But he's just not it. He's not it. Woo! I'm sorry, I'm reading up on Washington. What's his name? The backup hit was a Hickey or whatever. He signed a 2-year extension. And it went for that much, only for $8 million, considering that he played well. He played well when he got the chance. But
yeah, so that just makes me wonder what's gonna happen with the whole Washington situation. If they sign him, he's probably gonna be a backup. What's gonna happen? Like, are they gonna keep Alex Smith and let him start, or are they gonna get somebody else of it to start and Alex Smith doesn't walk, or what?
I think they're gonna see where it lays. I think if they don't get the draft pick they want, or they pick a receiver, son, I think they bring Alex Smith back. Only to, you know, use Hinkley as an understudy. Where I can't pronounce his last name. Heinicke. I thought it was Heinicke, something like that. But, you know, I just feel like Duke played well. Every time I've seen him, when he got some snaps, he played well. And now him being a backup knowingly, hey, if this goes south, I'm the starter. Especially for $4 million a year. Woo! That was a good... That was a good signing. That was a good backup.
And then they still have Kyle Allen because didn't they sign him to a multi-year deal?
They're saying Kyle Allen isn't under contract for 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not under contract. But it gives them security. And they don't know what they're going to do about Alex Smith yet, which I'm sure we'll hear in the upcoming. But at least they got a solid backup. Even if they draft a quarterback and he come in, if he ain't up to par, they got this kid, knows the offense, play well, double. Good move.
They need to go get Cam.
Cam will be up there. He will be up there. But let's go on to other news. Broncos cut A.J. Bouye. After 1 year acquiring from Jacksonville, they cut him. And what happened, he was he missed a lot of time with a shoulder injury and then a concussion. Then he drew a 6-game suspension for enhancing drugs. So you kind of knew that was going to come. You knew that was going to come.
Yeah, so, I mean, cornerback is one of those deals where it's like you can't hop around for too much because then it's going to be, you know.
Man, I tell playing DB, it's such joy in that position. And for all y'all people that listen that want your kids to play or play, if you don't like running, playing defensive back is not for you. Because
not at all.
You really is running the whole time you're out there. You're just running around. Now, you do get a break if the guy want to come block you or if they do a run play and he don't know how to block, then you can be like, well, it's not coming to my side. And you can just kind of nap off a little bit. Or then, you know, the quarterback going to the tight end and stuff. But the DB, if you're a good DB, you're running the whole game because you're running up to where the tackle going to be in case you got to come up and help. But that's why it's one of the premier positions that you got to pay somebody.
And then also you got to think, like, as a DB, I have to run backwards as fast as you can run forward.
But then, that's when you got to turn those hips, though. That's when those hips turn. And I'm going to tell you another thing. And we talk a lot of football today, but listen – If you're a kid or you're a young guy, if he can't turn his hips, don't put him at DB. Don't put him.
No, you gotta have fluid hips because if you don't have them fluid hips, you are not a DB.
Right. If you can't turn your hips, forget about it. Because yeah, the backtrack is all day, but if he hits your shoulder, your outer shoulder, and you can't turn your hips, done. You'll get burnt all day. Burn. And I'm going to tell you, the best route I have seen in my life goes to AB Super Bowl. I still can't get that out of my head. That route
here
he did on Honey Badger, he killed that dude. I'm going to teach that route, man, because I might go back into coaching, but I'm going to go back to middle school and coach my nephew. But I swear, if I go to coach DBs or receivers, I'm going to teach everybody that route. That route was just so sick. I've never seen that route, ever.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I'm going to let y'all know, AB is Ty's man crush. He has a huge man crush on AB. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, that's the reason why he said that.
Because
I didn't see plenty better routes ran than that this year.
If it's some good routes ran, I'm not saying that because he'll run some routes. Your boy ran some good routes. As a matter of fact, he got a couple highlight routes that he done ran. But I'm just like, Honey Badger is a top notch DB, top notch, and he killed him with that move. That's all I'm saying. And it was live on the stage. That's all I'm saying. But no, if I got a man crush on somebody, you know it's Matt Hoffer.
I don't know, man. You feel Antonio Brown a lot more than you do a Hoffa.
You know what? No. The thing about Antonio Brown is, he was a diva for Pittsburgh, but I just think no team wanted to give him no play. Tampa did, and him winning that Super Bowl is the biggest slap you can get to somebody, or biggest ha-ha, look at me, I got a ring. And I'm just happy for him. I'm genuinely super happy for him. You know he played college here in Michigan. So, you know, I'm just happy for the guy. I mean, I do think he wanted dope receivers. And, yeah, if Tampa don't give him no money, I would love for the Lions to say, listen, AB, we give you $6 to $7 million. We give you $5 million with some incentives, and you can come here and be the number one guy again.
Well, you can forget that. Tampa's bringing him back because Brady's not going to let him go.
Hey, but not if you get – it's about money, though. If you get more money somewhere else, you got to go where the money is. I mean, believe me, if he go back to Tampa, I'm geeked. I'm geeked for it. I will get me a Tampa Brown jersey. I will get that if he go back. Mike Evans say he'll take a pay cut because we talked about this last week. Your homeboy's out of there. Good God.
Who's out of there?
Godwin.
Oh, yeah, Godwin, yeah.
Because he's up for a $100 million contract, and they can't give him all that bread and give Mike Evans. And Mike, I'm going to tell you what, I think Mike said he'll take a pay cut because they can trade him. He's on the downside of his career. Godwin is on the upside. So if you got to pick one of the two, who you going to keep?
Well, the thing is, Godwin's trying to get that money because he's still coming off a rookie deal. Shaq Barrett is trying to get signed again, you know. So
both of them
going to want big money.
You know he's getting his money. But I'm talking about with Evans. What do you do with Evans? Do you keep Evans or Godwin?
Well, I think you keep Evans because Godwin's going to be gone. Godwin is not staying there. There's no amount of money that you're going to present him with that's going to make him stay.
If you get rid of Evans, you have Evans money. You have Evans money that you can throw at Godwin.
Yeah, but I don't know. He 6'5", what, 230? I don't know. You want that on the roster?
And he got hands like a Gerber baby. Man, come on, man. We've been talking about this all year with Evans. Have we not? Have we not, man? Now listen. If you want to go back 5 years ago, Evans all day. But in the last 2 years, this dude, his drops, I can't. His drops gonna give somebody a heart attack, man.
He was a Pro Bowl receiver last year.
Yeah, I know, but look how many drops he had though. And guess who his receiver was last? I mean, guess who his QB was last year?
Jameis.
Right. Just go deep, Mike. Go deep. Go deep, man. Yeah, that was like 40% chance. But Tom Brady, an accurate passer that's throwing the ball to you in short, 10, 12 yards, 15. You dropping that stuff, bro? He had too many. And a rock means too many drops. I mean, I'm not saying he can't have a comeback here. I'm not saying that. But he get paid a lot of bread. He get paid a lot. What are you like at the $16 million mark or something? That's a lot of money to be dropping crucial passes.
Oh, but $16 million is kind of a bargain for receivers these days.
You keep saying that.
Dude, you just had Mike Evans, Slant Boy, sign for what, $21 million a year?
Man, all right, so listen.
Sorry, not Mike Evans. Dude from, I'm thinking of drawing a blank on his name now. Dude from New Orleans, Slant Boy.
Who?
Yeah, Michael Thomas. That's what he had, Michael Thomas. Yeah, he just signed for 21 a year.
Now, in 2021, Evans, his base pay is 12.2. He had carry a cap hit of 16. So, yeah. But I'm glad he said he's gonna restructure his contract, cause you need to go ahead and shell about $4 to $5 million off, take about $7-8 million, so they go ahead and they reconstruct it, pay him at the back end of it, or give it to him in a signing bonus, cause that's what they're doing now. If you play in the signing bonus, you gonna pay a junk until later on. The dude could be retired. And you still taking little baby cap hits from that.
I believe that's what Drew Brees is doing.
Oh, good old Drew. Oh, and he about to take what is this? He about to take veterans minimum?
He's doing that just to retire, so New Orleans has a lesser cap hit.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think right now his cap hit's like $36 million, but if he gives that back, then their cap hit will only be like $18 million versus $36 million.
Well, they put their stuff in quite a pickle. Good old dude, man. Good old N.O. Man. But I just think, with Evans, that's what they should do. Switch topic real quick. Today was a big shoe day. We got the other site, All We Talk Is Sneakers. Go check us out if you haven't on Facebook. But today, y'all know I'm a sneakerhead. And today, some crucial shoes came out. We had the neutral Jordans, the white and gray ones, 85 came out today. And we got the Trophy Rooms. Trophy Rooms is a different model of the 85 Chicagos that Michael Jordan won. And they call it Trophy Room, a little sparkle to them. They hot. I caught two L's today. Two L's. Man, I'm so frustrated dealing with sneakers.
And moment of silence for him, please.
Man, listen. And you know the bad thing about it is I'm not Superman as I should or want to be because I hit on a raffle for the Carmine Society. So I'm geeked about that because I need those in my collection. I'm super pumped about those. But, man, I didn't care about the neutral grays because I don't like all-white gym shoes like that anyway. They get dirty.
Neither
too
do
deep.
I.
They look sweet with a nice white outfit, but you ain't going to wear that once or twice through the whole summer. You know what I'm saying? So they wouldn't have got that much play. But those, man, those Trophy Rooms, yes, sir! I would have rocked those with the blue laces. And then they worth resale value. They worth two cakes right now. So imagine walking up in the bar and you got the Trophy Rooms on. It'll be on your feet like, this dude got two G's on his feet. You know? That's a sneakerhead talking.
Well, I'm excited for the Fire Reds. I'm glad they decided not to push those back because they were talking about pushing them back for a minute. I'm glad they did not, and the release date is still in April.
Oh, you're talking for the Raging Bulls.
Yeah. That's what I mean, the Raging Bulls. I don't know. I said Fire Reds. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Raging Bulls. Yeah, because the color are Fire Reds. That's the color of them. But, the Raging Bulls. Man, now that's one that got to go. I'm telling you. They got to go in the vault because I got the Oregons. I got the What Ifs. I got the Grapes. So, yes, I need the Raging Bulls to complete the set. Complete the set. But I'm telling you, hey, this is all. Listen, this is just my opinion. This is name our show, and our hashtag is AWTIS. So we're talking about anything that ends in S. This is not strictly sports, people. This is not. We talk about everything. We talk about. All right. So the people don't know, but yeah, man, this is our summer, man. All we talk is summer, cause this is it. This is it.
Exactly, bro.
People don't understand.
You saw the TikTok I posted, right?
Oh, I didn't see the last one you posted today. I did not. Man, people.
No, the one about our sneakers, our ones that we had on in the mall.
Oh, I didn't see it yet. I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, that was last summer. Yes, I seen that TikTok, yes. And we're going to have, I posted a comment. We're going to have plenty more days like that. Listen,
yes.
People. After last year pandemic and with nothing jumping on, our numbers are dropping thanks to the vaccines, thanks to people wearing masks, doing what they're supposed to do. Now that stuff's starting to open back again, people are taking it more serious because they don't, stuff will get closed back up. So the numbers are dropping, and I'm thinking this summer we're going to be like 80% back to normal. And I'm telling you, I'm going to swag on them. I'm going to swag on everybody to make up for last year. One of my friends said, you solely worry about your swag, you're going to be broke. No, I'm not. I'm not going to be broke because I'm smart when it comes to my money. And I got shoes for years. So, and I'm a smart shopper, as you know.
We both have stuff that we bought during the pandemic that hasn't been worn yet. So I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah, I just popped the tag. I just popped the tag on Super Bowl. Like, oh, I can wear this. Pop. Like, yes, we got stuff that tags have been popped, shoe boxes haven't been opened. So, man, last year was just like, man, I'm just rack up on this stuff because they had sales tags on it. And I've always been a nifty shopper. Like, I look for the sales tag. I never pay A1 for stuff. It is my shoes. And that because with shoes, when they come out, you have to pay for it because I refuse to play retail. I mean, I'm getting there. I am getting there. I don't want to pay retail, but it's only one pair that I need in my life that I'm going to pay retail. And I've been waiting to cop something shoe so I could trade for that shoe, and that's the Spider-Man. I should have got them when they first dropped. I didn't, and now it's going to cost me a fortune to get them. But I got to have them in my collection.
I'm gonna have to pony up and do the same thing, but I'm gonna have to go with those FIBA 12 that you got that I've been wanting since the day I saw you with them on.
Man, you know what's funny? I haven't pulled a FIBA 12 out in a year.
Since the last time I saw you with them on. That's probably the last time you wore them.
And that is the last time you see me with them on. The last time I wore them, boy. It was the last time. I was just telling my nephew, because my nephews, they be on my head, man, by my shoes. My one nephew wears size 10. My other nephew wearing my size now, but I don't trust him. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust him. Man, so.
I don't blame you.
So, you know, I was like, man, you know, you with your nephews, you like, man, listen, you know, you going somewhere fly, I wouldn't mind you rocking them, but you got to take care of them. You got to love them. So, you know what I'm saying? So, him, he ain't really like a sneaker guy anyway, but my younger nephew is. But he still, you know, by the time he wear my size, I was like, oh, I have a couple pair for you. So you wear my size, I got some shoes that I don't even wear. You can go ahead and rock them out and whatever. But sneakers is life. And I'm just waiting. This month, a lot of stuff come out. Caught a couple L's. I'm hoping not to catch any more. But it is what it is. I get the Carmine Saturday. And I'm so blessed on those. I'm pumped about those. I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
Congratulations on not taking the L on those.
Oh, man, see, the thing was, I was taking it. Like, okay, so when I check the date on the shoe, I go through different websites to see if they got the raffles. And Foot Locker, oh, my God. I was embarrassed to choose from Foot Locker for years. And in the last 3 years, I've been buying a lot of stuff from them. So I got all these points. So I've been using my points to get a head start in these raffles and still catching L's. Man, listen. The two worst sites for sneakers all time. Sneakers, which is owned by Nike, and Foot Locker. If you think you're going to catch a raffle or a break on any of those two sites, you're dead wrong. I've been rocking with Fitness Line for 15 years, and, you know, I might catch a couple L's here and there. I can't cry about it because Finish Line have, man, hooked me up with probably 75% of my collection, so I can't even knock them, you know what I'm saying? But Foot Locker, whoo! If you ain't in the store physically, hang it up. Hang it up.
That's why I'm glad I have my Foot Locker hook up. Shout out to you know who you are, if you're listening.
Right, man. Oh, so you had a hookup on them Carmines then?
Yeah, if you would have told me, I could have probably got you in.
Yeah, I caught the dub on Finish Line, but believe me, it's some shoes dropping, like the women, Silver Toe, Jordan 1s, those dropping. I know y'all saying women. I'm a sneakerhead. I get women's shoes in my size, and I still rock them, because the only thing different is just the colorway. So let me explain it to people. If you ain't a sneakerhead, you'd be like, well, why you buying girl shoes? No, they're guy shoes, but they say they're women's. But it's just a different colorway that they only make for women. But don't get it twisted.
Exactly.
You can buy them as a dude, and the resale value be up there because they only going to make them one time for women. So that's the difference between guy shoes and women's shoes. A guy shoe would drop, say they drop the Grapes, the Oregons, the Fire Red 4s, anything. They might come back again in 5 years or so. They make a shoe for a female, it's not coming back. It's not. So you either catch them on resale or whatever. Like, I got the UNC, the Chicago's. Those are butter. Butter. I love those shoes. They made them for women. But I cobble them my size, and I wear them. If you don't know shoes, you'd be like, oh, those shoes are so sweet. But they're women's shoes. Well, they're made for women. So just a little, you know, one-on-one in the sneaker land.
Yeah, just like my pink and white snakeskin 11s that I had. Told you, you know. Yeah, I ain't seen them since they've been out.
There you go. Talking about them grails, they holy grails now. If you'd have had them now.
Yes, I know. You know what? Let's change the subject. I don't want to start crying.
Listen, we have all done it. If we have all had some shoes, and listen, I'm gonna tell you. Well, I've been a single dad for a long time. My daughter is 19. So back when she was 15 or something, I was trying to go to school, working, coaching. I got a real bad patch. Real bad. It was just me and her. I was getting no help. I started selling my Jordans. I mean, I started putting them in marketplace. I was selling like a pair of Jordans every week. Just like, all right, got to do it, get by. I have sold some Jordans that if I had right now, and I wouldn't even like checking, I wasn't checking the value. 5 years ago, I was not up on StockX. I wasn't up on Goat. I was just throwing marketplace, and I throw them as fast as I throw them. Somebody was doing, I take them. Like, damn. So I did learn because I was just like, okay, I pay this for them. Let's see if I can get this for them. And it was hitting me right away. And I was like, oh, one pair. I had some the Royal Black ones, the J4s. New bad boys worth a penny right now. And I was like, man, it got a little crease right here. And I don't keep in mind, I only wore them 3 times or something. I used to wear them with my, I had a Black Lions jersey. I think it was a Dre Bly or something. And I used to wear those Jordans just with that. Man, phone was blowing up. Man, I meet you here. Had to meet some cat. He threw me like an extra $50 to meet him in the city. But hey, it was a good turnoff. And because of it, he bought another pair of running shoes I had in the trunk just because I didn't realize it. But we have all sold a pair of kicks that we wish we can have back. You know, because I wouldn't have sold them. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have sucked it up. I'd have broke my piggy bank. Like, okay, all I need is $20 to get through this week. I can do this. But
I'm thinking about those. You know which other ones I'm thinking about, right?
Them OVOs.
Yes. I just wish somebody would have told me.
Listen, it's always like that. That's why I got shoes in a closet right now, and I have to go through them. Like my shattered backboard 3.0. I had to pull those out on Halloween and wear them on purpose, or I would have never worn them. Now, new shattered backboards go for $500 right now. You go on StockX, shattered bad boy 3.0. I wore them bad boys for like an hour. Didn't get no dirt on them, didn't crease them, nothing. I can sell those bad boys and get $500 more, but I'm not. I love those shoes. But you got to remind yourself, all right, I got to wear these. So every so often, go through your closet, look at something, and that's what's good about the spring and summer. You pull out an outfit, then you go for your shoes, or you go for your shoes and match your outfit. But this year, I'm going to make sure I get through all my kicks. I got the
right here. I'm wearing everything that I ain't wore yet. I'm bringing it out this summer.
I got about 6 or 7 dead stock shoes that need to touch the concrete. Like, I got the off-white, the snails. But, man, they hadn't even came out the box. Right now, the bad boys go for like $700 or something. They haven't came out the box. But when the springtime come, they coming out. I think I'm going to wear them for Easter. If it's warm, I'm wearing the snails off-white for Easter in an off-white outfit, killing it, flexing, swagging, taking my butt to church, and some off-whites. I promise you, I take a picture, I post it, because I can't wait for things to open back up so I can get my tail back in church. And no, I wasn't playing with this pandemic, so no, I was not going to church, sitting by people. I was not.
Same here. Church was done for me on the laptop.
Right. The church I go to, they do it online, so I watch it through Facebook, get the word in, but I miss going because you can wear what you want. Wear jeans, wear your baseball cap, ripped jeans, ripped shirt, T-shirt, whatever. It's come as you are, and I used to just go in a jogging suit, and nobody would say a word to me. They look over and nod at me, and I nod back, and I miss that. So I'm just so happy we get back to life sooner than later. That's it. And other shit, as we say, news. We got the impeachment going on right now. We got the impeachment, the second one for the former president. So I've been dipping my head in that a little bit, not to get too political, but I find it interesting. I mean, having multiple degrees in criminal justice, see how lawyers present their cases and break it down. And I love to see how jurors going to take it. Like, are you going to do your job or not? So it's pretty interesting. And that's what I'm doing to kill my day before I go pick up my little monster from school. Well, daycare, because she's only one. So, hey, you got anything else for us today? We down to the 4-minute warning.
Not really, like, man. Not really.
He's like, oh, you know what? Let's see. I know we can do.
Wait,
this
hold on, hold on. One thing. One thing. Quick. Little sports thing, real quick. How about them Pistons beating the Brooklyn Nets last night?
Man, that because they have what you call it. You know why they won.
But you know, I will say this though. I'm happy that they are. We all know they're rebuilding, but the rebuilding process they got right now is the best you can have because it's they're not. You can still watch them. They're watchable, but they're still losing. You know.
Well, yeah, I didn't watch the game, and I meant to put money on them because I've been betting like crazy. I've been betting thanks to MGM Sports Site and FanDuel and DraftKings. I thank you. Y'all like another income. I just put a deposit in on Monday. Cha-ching! And you gotta be smart. You got to follow your injury reports and all that. But every time I bet it against the Pistons, bam, I've been winning. And I didn't. I did not bet against them with that Nets game because I had a feeling. I'm just not going to bet until KD get back with the Nets. Because when KD get back, I win. Now, my parlays, thank you, Harden. Every time they got a Harden make 3 3-pointers, that's easy money. Easy money. I mean, Harden won the day. Dollars or something on Sunday. Like, why would you even put this in here? Like, this is so easy. So, Kathy, I don't know about gambling on the websites. Look it up. Do your research. Get on those parlays. You know, pick 3 parlays. If Ken Drummond and so-and-so get 10 rebounds. If you know the average 11 rebounds, man, you like, yes. You go ahead. If you know, funny about your money, put $15 on it. $15 win you $50. If you know for sure, and it's a +200 or +500, go ahead and put $20, $25 on there, make you a couple hundred. Easy money. Easy money, people. I'm telling you. People don't know, and I don't got crazy. Like, I got a guy, he be putting stacks on stuff. Man, like, I can't do that. That's like a problem. I ain't gonna be calling that 1-800 number talking about I got a problem. I do it for the fun, but I got certain limit I stay at. Certain limit. Once I'm below that limit, I wait till my allowance come back, then I get back to that limit. I don't sit there saying,
man,
you know,
said his allowance.
Yeah, man, because look, you work. So when I work, I'll take $20, I deposit in my betting account, and then it's at a certain level. So let's say it's at 100, and then I bet $20 per game, and or sometimes 50, I know if I'm going to win. Once I get down at $188, I'm like, I'm waiting out. Because I don't want my thing to be up there and be nothing. I don't want the account to say nothing. So, yeah, it's like allowance. You know what I'm saying? Most people go to the bar, do other stuff, they money every week, get weed, smoke cigarettes, all that. I take a little bit of money and put it in my little gambling account. Just like I got a gym shoe account. So I got multiple accounts for the things I need to do. If there ain't no money there, I don't get it.
Good way to think.
Yes, sir. Well, this is a good show again. Just our opinion. Brandon, I'm your boy Tyray. Please go over to Facebook. Check us out. Hashtag AWTIS. All we talk is sports. All we talk is sneakers. We got 2 over there. Check us out. Thank you. Leave a comment. Make sure y'all listen. We here every Monday, Wednesday. We took a day off. We was hungover from the Super Bowl. At least I was. I had a lot of stuff going on. But we're back. And we'll see y'all next week. We out.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Oh, yeah, low key. Sorry I didn't hit you up. All right. 3 strikes. Bixby Voice Privacy Content.